Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. By any chance, is Aurelia Valenzuela there?
No, this is her daughter. She's in the little girl's room. But you can call back later.
Okay, actually, I'm just, running a voluntary opinion survey. I'm not sure, ma'am, if you can help me out. I would really appreciate if you have just a couple of minutes of your time. Actually, I'm just doing some questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So pretty much, let me ask you, by any chance, I know that this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
100%.
Vote?
100%. I will vote.
Got it.
I've always voted.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Got it. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody here, may I ask your race?
Excuse me?
May I ask your race?
My age is 61.
Okay. And do you consider yourself as a white, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian? Native American.
Well, I'm Hispanic, but I was born in America, so I don't know what. Maybe
okay.
Hispanic.
And you say that your age was 61, right?
61, yeah.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat liberal or somewhat
Yeah, I really don't. Yeah. Well, I'm a Democrat, so I don't know
what
it would be.
Okay, got it. Now, thinking about the direction that the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Just very satisfied.
I'm very satisfied?
Yeah.
Got it. And now I am going to read you a list of the different issues and concerns that some people says that they want, that the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is reducing crime and gun violence. From 0 to 10?
About maybe a 5.
5? Got it. What about making housing more affordable?
About a 9.
9? Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
That's a 10.
10? Got it. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
9.
What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Maybe 8. It should be a 10 because it should be. That should be number one.
Okay, got it. We are pretty much at 35% completion of the service, so thank you so much that you're talking with me on that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let me ask you: do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve. Somewhat approve.
Strongly approve.
Got it. Now, I would like you to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel about that. So let me ask you, what do you think about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
About 90%.
90%? Okay. And what about Democrats in Congress?
90%.
90%? Okay. And what about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
80%.
80%? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, as we did with the previous list. So how important that is, issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So let me ask you, the first one is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage. from 0 to 10?
5.
5, get it. And what about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from the cigarettes?
5.
What about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
8.
8?
Mm-hmm.
And authorizing prescription medication?
10.
10? Got it. All right. As we all know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
10.
Do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat
support? Somewhat support.
Somewhat support? Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? 21 and over, yes. So it is strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Got it. Right now we are halfway of a service. Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, let me ask you, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Well, for banning it, I say more.
More? So much more benefit or somewhat
yes.
more benefit?
Somewhat more.
Got it. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There are more issues.
Got it. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I've read two statements. So the first one said, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products. And the second one says, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal for nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which do you feel is better?
The first one.
The first one? Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I would like to read you some of the things that the people say could come pass is if the federal government were to ban the menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, or virtual or other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that. The scale that we have for this is very concerned, somewhat concerned. Not very concerned or not at all concerned. So the first one says...
Somewhat concerned?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the first one says, loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including nuisance farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibility in the legal regulated industry today. How do you feel about that? Very concerned?
Very concerned.
And the second one says, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
I'm very concerned.
Got it. Right now, we are on a 75% of completion. We just have a few questions right now, ma'am. Thank you so much. I have right now some of the statements that the people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. So please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, as we did before. So where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, if 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one says, by the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education of the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it is a step too far for the government to tell adults in the country they can smoke at all. On that one, from 0 to 10, how you feel about that?
5.
5? Got it. Now, the next one says, our goals should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 19th policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangerous smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. From 0 to 10, what should be
that's
the...
10.
10?
Okay.
Got it. Now, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. So we already have cartel infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, what will be this scale?
A 10.
A 10?
10.
Got it. And today's adult smoker come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addiction. This ban will only serve to further persecute those people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. So when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. On that one, ma'am, what should be discussed?
10.
10?
10. Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me just 1 second in here. So sometimes over the course, you know, of a survey, people change their minds. So just let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support?
I support.
Somewhat support?
Mm-hmm.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtual non-nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Got it. So regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think the banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Got it. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who will support this ban of tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who vote for?
No, it won't make my decision.
Got it. So it doesn't have any impact, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah.
So pretty much this specific point of view, it doesn't not going to be influence your decision about who you're
going to. No, it doesn't. No.
Okay. Got it. And in the past 30 days, just let me ask you, we are just, you know, a couple of questions right now. So in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? A pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
No, I don't smoke at all. Anything, all that is probably zero.
Okay. What about coffee?
I have like at least a cup a day.
Okay. And smokeless tobacco such as a dip or a chew?
Nope. I don't do that.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
Well, some people sometimes around me do, but it doesn't bother me.
Okay. And what about soda pop?
No, very rarely drink that.
Okay. And e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
None.
What about heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
Nope.
Beer?
Nope.
Liquor or spirits?
No. Lucky if I do that once or twice a year.
Okay. But in the last 30 days, you didn't do it, right?
Excuse me?
And during the last 30 days, you didn't use those products, right?
No, just coffee.
Okay, got it. And what about wine?
No.
And cigars?
No.
Okay. Right now, we are 90% of completion. So switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you married, and married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced?
Or I'm widowed. I'm widowed.
Got it. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Well, my concern is for the low income.
Got it. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or an employee association?
No.
Got it. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
We're like way far away from a city. Maybe rural.
Rural. Got it. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right, ma'am. I just want to say thank you very much for that you were, you know, having the time to answer all the questions. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.